Hey, amen. We're going to jump right into the word. Look, I don't plan to be long. I promise. I do not plan to be long this morning, but I do have a word from the Lord that we want to talk about, and we just want to jump right on into it. Amen. I want to talk about this morning. If God said it, you can take it to the bank. Amen. If the Father God said it, it's a done deal. Amen. I tell you what, God is so good. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. He protects us from danger that we don't even know about. Driving up and down that highway, I'm telling you, I worked some jobs. I've been so sleepy. I tell you, I can remember I ended up almost on the ditch on the other side of the road. I was so sleepy. And God protected me. Glory to God. Man, I mean, I had to pull on over on the side of the road just to try to sleep just a little bit. I was so tired. God protected me. I'm telling you, He has done the same thing for you. I mean, those people in California, who would have thought somebody would have walked into that bar? Number one, you're at the bar. But who would have thought that would have walked into the bar and just started shooting people? Man, God is protecting you. Man, you better thank God every day you have a covering. Amen. Oh, He covers us this morning. Praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. Our children, they listen to everything we say. When Latoya calls her mom, she said all the time, "Mama, where you at? Out in them streets?" You know, it's just the thing. They say, "Girl, let me tell you, I'm here at the church. I'm here at this business. I'm getting ready to do this." And so Paris called me. Toya picked him up from school. And she called me and I said, "Hey, Snoop." That's what I called. I said, "Hey, Snoop." I said, "What y'all doing?" She's all, "Oh, Daddy, we out in these streets." I said, "Oh, Lord." Really? So we finna get out in these streets, amen, this word, amen. Yeah, your Bible, turn to Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. Yeah. Got some Bible readers in here. Amen. That's what I like that. Yes. Say amen when you have it. I'm going to read this out to King James. I'm going to read King James first. Amen. It says, and now listen to what the word of the Lord says. It says, God is not a man. God is not like man. He's not a human. Amen. I was studying this and I said, God is not a man, but man is a God. Oh, boy, somebody went on somebody's head right there. We are made in the God image, in the same class as God Almighty. When God said, the Trinity met, the Godhead met, said, "Let us make man in our image," we were made, y'all better hear me now, made just like Him. When Toy and I came together and said, "Let us make some babies," amen, they came out, just like us. Two arms, two legs, a head, eyes, nose, mouth, amen. They made in our image, amen. And when God said, "Let us make man in our image," guess what? We were made just like Him. Above the angels, above the demons, above Satan, we're made just like Him. Now listen to what it says, amen. It says, "God is not a man that He should lie, neither the son of man that He should repent or change His mind," amen. "Hath He said, and shall He not do it? Or hath He spoken, and shall He not make it good?" Understand, I want you to understand this. This is what we're focusing on this morning. If God said it, take it to the bank. That's it. If God says you can put your last dollar on it, because it shall come to pass. It will be done. Amen. Now, God is not a man that He should lie. He has not been proven a liar. He has not been proven to fail. Nowhere has it been proven that God has failed or God has lied. And it never will be proven. He is not a liar. Amen? This ought to be your confession. We're going to look at, it says, "Hath He said, and shall He not do it?" We're going to change a couple words around. It says, He has said, and he will do it. Amen. So look at the next word. We're going to say, he has spoken, and he will make it good. Amen. He has said, and he'll do it. Amen. He has spoken, and he will make it good. God, if God said it, you can take it to the bank. Amen. I'm telling you, God is not. You can have confidence in what God says or what he has said. Amen. Now, what has God said? It's in the word. 66 books. Amen. We got a whole bunch of words that God said to us, to you and me. Amen. And then you can pray and God will speak directly to your heart. Amen. And give you specific directions of where you need to go in your life. If God said it, I'm telling you, what's that song Michael Richards used to say? I can depend on you. Jesus, whoa, I can depend on him. Amen. 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 That's right. I'm going to play that guitar with my teeth. Amen. And listen, okay, verse 20. This is something God said. Behold, I have received commandment to bless, and he hath blessed. And I cannot reverse it. God has said some things about you. God has blessed you. And it can't be reversed. God has made you to win. And it cannot be reversed. Glory to God. God has made you smart. It cannot be reversed. He's healed your body. It cannot be reversed. You walk in wisdom. Can't be reversed. Oh, I'm telling you, the wisdom of God will put you years ahead of your peers. Amen. The favor of God can do more for you in one episode than in a lifetime of work, hard work, scrapping and scrubbing and trying to make it happen. The favor of God, man. If God said it, you can take it to the bank. Amen. Now I want to look at Genesis chapter 1, the account. Let's look at how God says some things, and let's look at how deep this is and how big it is. Genesis chapter 1, you don't have to turn there. Genesis chapter 1, God said, let there be light. Well, what happened? There was light. See, I'm trying to tell you, when God says something, it happens. Now, is there light in this world now? Amen. There's light, amen. Why? Because God said it. I'm building my case. God said, let there be light. Then God said, let there be a firmament or space between the waters. See, you know, there used to be, you know, we got water on the earth. And there used to be a firmament of water that circled the earth. Amen. Amen. But, you know, when he caused it to flood, the Bible says that thing broke and all that water came down on the earth. And then it broke in the deep and all the water came from out of the earth. And that's how it flooded everything. Amen. So God said, let there be a firmament, a space between the waters, in the midst of the waters. Then he said, let the waters gather together in one place and let dry land appear. Now you tell me, anybody done seen the pool out here anywhere? That water gathered together in one place, amen. What do you walk on when you walk out this building? Dry land, amen, amen. Did it not happen? God said it, right? What else did he say? God said, let the earth bring forth grass, herbs, fruit trees. He said, sun, moon, moving creatures, flying creatures, creeping creatures, swimming creatures. God said it, and then he saw it, and it happened. Amen. Did God not say it? I'm telling you, when God speaks and when he says something, it happens. You can take it to the bank. And then what did God say? God said, let us make man. He said, let us make man. And how did he make man? Made man, you and me, in his very own image. And then the Bible says, God blessed him. Oh, all the blessings on us. It cannot be reversed. We just read it. It can't be reversed. Amen. You come on, look at somebody and say, I'm blessed. Come on, look at somebody else and say it like you mean. Say, I am blessed. Tell somebody, say, you sitting beside somebody who is blessed. Glory to God. Glory to God.